As she clean a gale to nen and made a clear shore, as bavile am shoe as you alter her. Robert Cadine Carsell is my name, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
And I'm here to present this programme in two languages. One of them is the English language, a Shane Gilt and Fair Elia, and it's the Manx Gaelic that's the other one, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanim, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Yurish. Well, we're going to gather in just an odd waif or stray in this edition of Clan na Gael. And stray, well, it's no doubt what we'd be doing, because there are always interesting extra little alleyways to explore, not necessarily quite connected with what we're supposed to be focusing on, but worth a look nevertheless. Skiel began quechi a chio emesich ta dach le mar caga. A show fair elia was cutek Americanach Samuel Barnhart. Shieldnessy is ger de valley clashen gurish Hogwarts, a liam de valley fosen ginu satire skoile bi is and du lane fo insi shaladach de chitsjach on. We'll begin with a well-known song in Irish, sung here by Mary Black with the Irish band General Humbert. And General Humbert is a band that was named after a colourful character, Le Général Jean-Joseph Amable Humbert, 1767-1823. It's not to him she's singing about at all. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning stashu na nashun, skel yena wo stulish, Alan Vanin.
We had faith, he must start.
Black and the band General Humbert, Mohilama. Well, last time may have been the start of the agricultural new year, depending on whether we accept Lae Sauna, Hollantide, the 1st of November by the new style calendar, or the old Shan Lae Hauna, which will be coming up shortly, as Phil mentioned just now, in Gullus Gagan. The old style 1st of November coincides with the 12th of November on the present calendar. Sticking with the old calendar, the 26th of October corresponds with the 8th of November by present reckoning. And that, which is today, of course, is Shan Lael Simon as Jude, the feast day by the old style of St. Simon and St. Jude. Now, St. Simon was the apostle known as the Canaanite or the Zealot. St. Jude was, in fact, another Judas. After the suicide of Judas Iscariot, the apostles chose another member, another man called Judas, this time the brother of James. But he's referred to in his epistle in the Bible there as St. Jude, as we see in the St. Jude Chapel in Andrus, built to a design by John Welsh in 1839 and consecrated in 1841. Verawem, the Jerkel Rish Corvail. Vashin then shadu chow mui, chowds dinchy down a rauach beggan with chitbach blio, azir na sluna shen, for chitbach, na rau bran ledach. Dort me na rau al orm, as chareni burri heen de chilten a garach diek. Ni ai shen hai mis jach on gin al. Yich sulian gear orm. As odin skenachtan na feish nondau. Kiul mi stiach chau wheelu jau as vleik mi back oru. Chid lesun na vainsterem, glak lesh de vel de vlois on skau de kinjach. Ginchin de, skriu mi ma enam er a wur kelk chau chulu jim. She maisha garu tan er enam orum, doch mi chauz va mi skriu, she mishtan lias insida yaus on shan oliach edar ashunach. Now we're off to the town of Porthmadoc, Tre Porthmadoc, with Party Kit Lloy.
Fedwar yn frothen, cerdded drwy y caeau gwair, gwrando can yr adar man, law yn llaw a mair.
Gwrando can yr adar man, law yn llaw a mair.
Party Cylloi and the song Tre Porthmadog, the town of Porthmadog. Chiaw mi shilie bryw shis, da chor bac y celg. Sa chalet ciaw gem ons gien nus rish, fa ulyw na jais dwi der na sfid yn engeil na saia ganoc, charaw caga alias insi a cwrs fa mi yn emer. Chiaw mi gys a... Well, gawn lysl. Charaw caga alias insi a cwrs fa mi yn emer. Heimig is a fel yn dy insach y rydyn a'ch cawrydach, as dy llygyrach y myfen dy llygydaw arach y stairis, lwg ym ydy prindeisach dyn remi ffeiliel. Chaws fa mi strefeg y lliwryd y fel yn, ren caben boch lir, sian dyn y sabin a'ch chaw mwyje, freil rys tarn y gael. Lwg da gwl sia dosyn dy chyrdyn, fe ier a hwg mi haimi hwga. Ten cawred cwr gialdyn jy byrchus na'r awr yw y lyd on. Fel sy'n ciart? Son, sigur y sesesion gyn gleisiach a chy gil mi ryw dy denk pech ar byd y fei byrchach fai dyn nhw sio. Now we get a glimpse of the apostles in a verse from the Acts of the Apostles, and when they were come in, they went into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. Now another name not given here is that of Nathanael, but he's been identified by some with Bartholomew. In Juno and the Harstland, the name Bartholomew is given as Parlen. Actually, Bartholomew is a Mac name. That's where the bar, that's what the bar is, and it's an Aramaic way of denoting the son of Bartholomew, the son of, in this case, Ptolemy or Talmai, from the Aramaic meaning furrows. So, a real son of the soil in this case, the son of the furrows, Bartholomew. There was a Ciel Farlen in the island, now lost to coastal erosion, from Ballymenach in Orisdal in Kirkmichael. But the Scottish name MacFarlane shows it was a name used in a wider Gaelic context. Visitors to Inchruniach some years ago, Scottish band Pipe Down. Scottish band Pipe Down, In With The Bricks was the tune.
Manx Radio.
As showed you stashu in the nashu and shen the grave radio vanning, as in show she clare na gael to gulur skeljena. Mish Robert Cutting Coswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
My reason for pausing to look at Parlen this time, obviously St. Bartholomew's Day is a different time of year, is a petition to the House of Keys in 1647 by the inhabitants of Ramsey. The southern part of the town lay within the parish of Kirkmackle, and this petition asked that the Kirkmackle Fair should be moved from Kirkmackle Church Gate to the town of Ramsey. Now, the Keys refused to move the Kirkmackle Fair into the town, but they ordered that two new fairs should be held in Ramsey instead. And one of these was to be on St. Bartholomew's Day, and the other on the day of St. Simon and Jude. Lel Parlen, St. Bartholomew's Day, is the 24th of August, but our interest is in the other one, Lel Simon as Jude. And Cyril Payton says that reference to that on the 26th of October is missing generally, and it was held on Shan Lel Simon as Jude. So that appears to correspond with the present day 8th of November on the New Style calendar. Payton was writing in 1939, and he says that the fair held on the 8th of November was held until recently. Be interesting to know what he meant by that. Un Irlis a she sesiun and shacht an oil na sanmi, fami de fear na sparta, as van venem chochle na gladen. Maso gau mi nis ma vrat chleachta, as haimi si sa red de chira dach balia beg chira, as insider chingega, as pech in all de on. Traich mi skin na deskan follum, odins fagan dach stu der, Flóða, da tostach, fó vullach na hjemur, an ennal kumich da tjón, as muskulun rínok. Renn na koreanok brisha mach haus henkat nús, na raiachanok skeilt da ljén da hajsika mach ljóren múra, as sladan ovi, as ovi as shisarni. Charau mi burit, na lasun na vainstjer, ta da chuljurid na wapin. Ren mi snigglesus a clat house de chroche fo'n vwrd kelkstiach ons na lauen kiart caws fan a studer yn ymr homs. Ren mi leista a clat house sus. And now we have a Hannon, except it's not really, I suppose. A Hannon was really a duo. This is one of the members, the late, in fact, Chris Cadwyr James. And a Hannon was a duo from Cornwall. They picked up other members from time to time as well. This is Chris Cadwyr James with his song, Owleski.
Si estane qua rohe ansiek tardar if well of der ampere. It then of sins eternal and all, sins eerie, gardens are old as he queen, old as he too.
Cornish band, Cornish duo, Ahanan and Oleski, and Burning. In fact, it probably was the two of them, actually, listening to it there. I think apart from Chris Cadwyr-James singing his own song and playing guitar, I think Alan Jones was playing a second guitar there on that particular track. Ren mi leister clat house sus, as nai dreamal yor wur eg onstu der, de renny duna stroinegger. Chawsra mi bwla mach na cadon fai ffôn un fy ffilet o'n slectrachus gorm les cion elia y clathaws. Henc dachs chlai fy insit jem, chawds nish, fe moel nai cei yn ofius nion ys pisig yn iaw heildoc. Hanni y clathaws on rys nais dw der yn elia, cor ar y fers jer i sgira cawr o fwli ed y roch yn dy desg chawser yn y blwg yn ail ega lost y clat of ei bryslach as dw. A mi si sem y gheglwn, dy llan y straid y chybyn yn rioir yn clicol nai y fwr celc, as fa mi sprait les bain yn ffwra. Fa'r fer jay lior yn mŵr yn y stwdern er dwysym gos o ler, fi bwylt yr sŵlem, as ren y lio brysia paed y clad yn ofi roes my ren ei smosol trwy dyn yniog. Ren mi rôl o dy llan yn y ffraw yn glas gen diwnach, fa sai nis trwy dyn y cler yn lera. Now after Pentecost, most of the apostles drift out of view, but their later life is sometimes covered by traditions noted in collections that were compiled and written up later. In the case of St. Simon, one Eastern source says that he was martyred in Edessa. But the Roman Missal and Martyrology tells of him first preaching in Egypt and then joining up with St. Jude. St. Jude had been all the while in Mesopotamia, and St. Simon and St. Jude went then, the two of them, went to evangelise in Persia. And the story is that it's there that they're said to have been martyred, at a place called either Sufyan or Shani. Now, Simon is represented in art by a boat, and sometimes carrying a boot. Sometimes carrying a book. Yes, makes more sense. Obviously a Bible, rather than a boot. It's rather like the life of Brian, wasn't it? A sign, it was the shoe. Anyway, since Simon is represented in art by a boat, sometimes carrying a book. But otherwise in art, he's represented by a falchion. A falchion, I wondered what a falchion was. All I could recall was the lyrics to the Men of Harlech, which I've never actually taken the trouble to look up. Men of Harlech lie dreaming, see ye not their falchions gleaming. Now, obviously, you get the impression it's some sort of weapon. Apparently, it's a single-edged sword, a bit like the modern machete. And its connection with Simon and Jude in some of the stories is that they were hacked to death with falchions by the priests of the non-Christian Persians. In other stories, Jude, his symbol is given as a club of some sort because he was said to have been clubbed to death. And then there's other stories about them being done to death in different ways as well. So who knows from these apocryphal tales. Now we heard the children of the Bunskal Gilgach singing songs in recent times, and in Tredalu we're hearing pieces from Radio Bunskal on a regular basis now. Here are the children, some of the students from the Bunskal Gilgach, with the song Ushig Vegrai.
Ushig Vegrai.
Youngsters from the Bunskal Gilgach, in fact, I think that particular intake at the Bunskal Gilgach will be in certainly their late teens, probably into their early 20s by now. And we heard about being hacked to death with falchions. Well, not quite hacked to death, but you may perhaps recall a case we looked at in here in Clairnagale, where John Camaish of Glentrammon took his wife to the Ramsey Fair on Shanlal Simon as Jude on Friday the 8th of November in the year 1822. They called in for breakfast at the house of Catherine Kinraid, and she served up some porridge for them. Unfortunately, Mrs. Camaish was taken ill, and she returned home. And it was there that she died on Sunday the 10th of November, and she was buried on Monday the 11th. However, there were suspicions. And on Wednesday the 20th of November, Mrs. Camaish's body was exhumed and examined by two doctors, and they concurred that she'd been poisoned. It seems that John Camaish and Catherine Kinraid were lovers. They were tried for wilful murder, found guilty, and died by hanging on the 18th of April, 1823. So, there's another cheerful tale, this one starting at the Ramsey Fair on Shanlal Simon as Jude, the old-style St. Simon and Jude's Day, the 8th of November. Hug me litrum ser brodden vai mer vuchich as brebben vai boots and skull. Tre renk mi a doris, hiar mi hi nis lioris a chraman doris, as ren nin the suli lienek rai hum, les sailja orange gaul amach as a dorn. Cham mi greim jay pen fedjag vain desk benyedda, as skriw mi a letter F, the kereilach as the fondach, edder a sulienek. Hug i stap buri a sheen, the rubber a beisek. Drau tred y lŵr daw, tar nis a desk foeg, as ren mi brebl e bacs of all ciart as ishna saiega. Ren cair gillion rai orams yn un linia. Ren mi filan a maraiach yn mygigdamu, as chiaw mi a poddan lwbach jaw, ulliw yn red gys a ros jerry da haiagan. Ren mi trogl nis na stwderan, fy sochl er y ler, as hwg mi a stiach o'n saiagan. As fe orm, rai da chian yn y bwliach yn tendreil, fy chaw yn air, chawds fi gol sia. And that's Anton Davila and José Lise recorded in Peel in the old Craigmallin Hotel, playing for Shanach is Jew some years ago, some Munieras. Stasiwn asiwn, ta radio fanin as ta siw geisiach rys clen y gael. Mer yn pyn, Robert Cydyn Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fai cwl y chymer, fa relifem, fag yn draw dy chwliw chaiag ych nen, as fy studernon, as odds yn sgred y sonenol, as rwbo olt yn gwn. Desg yn insider, fa gilion y hai. As fy mi shield yn draw esion dy li jailach jaw. Beg yn ysgyrin yn y ffirelia, och, gyn awr y sfeiniardl. Odyns enacht yn yn obvious, frappel ffrôn chragan ega. Siof yn sielem dy rai ersyn, as mis rai fai chaw gychiaw edr desgyn chaws ren i snigl dy heisach, sterym dy gheichan, na fod yn sir cwn cwnt y jay, as cwmachan fy golyr cochlau dy cynjach. Cat, marfa mi chitgus y ro toshi dy haigan, ren ferdje na pisig yn ega, los dy stiachons ma chliw, as hwg sien orym sgyrra y rai meddyn. Chyren mi ei ber cwrs dap orym pyn, och ren mi sgyrra stiach fo desg yn insider. Ren yn li jailach jyn ddws orym, les munga. Now, St. Jude is the way people refer to this figure, although he was actually Judas, as I say, there's the Epistle of St. Jude. The fact that he was chosen as an apostle in the first place was that there was, shall we say, a vacancy following the suicide of Judas Iscariot, as I mentioned earlier on. Now, that name Iscariot is thought by some to mean that he was a native of a town called Kirioth in the south of Judah. The site has been identified with ruins at a place now called El Kuraitain, about 28 miles south of Jerusalem. That's about 45 kilometres. Now, that's all on the assumption that Iscariot, Judas Iscariot, Iscariot, means Ish, man of, and Cariot, Kirioth. So, the man of Kirioth. But the second bit might just mean a town. So, they may be calling him man of the town, a townsman, as opposed to a countryman. A countryman, of course, is the basis of the word pagan. Pagans were people who lived in the country, and they worshipped other genii of the place, I suppose, rather than the other gods. However, even though Judas, the brother of James, was a different Judas, he wasn't Judas Iscariot, he was Judas, the brother of James, people were loath to invoke the name of Judas for anything. So, ironically, or wryly, modifying his name to Jude, St. Jude has become associated with lost causes. Now, time to tap the foot. That's Scoet and Traed. That's what Alan Stivell is inviting us to do.
Scoet and Traed, we're going to do our Scoet and Traed, we're going to do Alors on fait de clare garde du har en quoi dans la gloire le renro dans ton les bégantines du friant qui brille qui brille je vais me présenter antico la wena si je vais me présenter antico la wena si
randoor, als koot de trein, we gaan leuk. Alleen een kwet de klag, gaat uw hand, kwet aan de kwade. Voor de goede jongens, u kan koffie dan en dan nu. Il donne le zip et puis j'adore et dans sa mariale. Il avait David et l'Élise, Madé, Olen, Gounon, Eré. C'était bidomni, escribé, en yori, fait d'un coup. De nos messieurs, qu'on va gagner, d'un n'est pas la barbare. Nous, les médicus, les médicus, ni où y est, ni pétain et trop débé. Non du dos tu d'avait fini et tes os. Non du dos tu d'avait fini et tes os. Puis je sais aussi bien la rue par où rendu à amour. Ce qu'on a fait rendu à parce qu'on ne pleure pas le. Ce qu'on a fait rendu à parce qu'on ne
pleure pas le. Ce qu'on the tap the feet, and that was Alan Stivell, Alan Koshvelu. I think his father's name was Jordi. It was his father who made him his first harp. We heard Alan Stivell playing a bit of harp there. He was also the pipe major of Bagad Blaemor for some time as well, and of course he's very brought Breton folk music in many ways to the world, or to the world's attention at least. It was still going on quite strongly in Brittany, needless to say, without anybody's attention having been drawn to it by then. But Alan Stivell was the boy who did it. We've seen that Shan La Hounna will be coming up on what appears to, by the modern reckoning to be the 12th of November. Now, the day before, as well as being Shan La Hounna, Old Hollantide Eve, is also Lal Martin, the feast day of St. Martin, or St. Merton. He was born in Hungary, what is now Hungary. His father was a Roman cavalry veteran, and he was given land in what is now North Italy. And so the family moved to round about the area of Milan. So Martin was brought up there, later joining the Roman cavalry himself, as was expected of a veteran, as a veteran's son. And he seems, in fact, to have had quite a long career. In some sources, they seem to play down the amount of experience he had as a cavalryman with the Roman army. And eventually, though, it reached the point where he was unable to square his army life with being a Christian. In fact, he offered, they were going to, I think, probably put him to death because of that, but he offered to go ahead of the troops and to face the enemy without any weapons whatsoever. And they were prepared to do that, when in fact the opposition decided to sue for peace instead, so he didn't actually face that. But it showed his courage, it showed his commitment to his newfound Christian faith that he wasn't going to go into war against these opponents. He became a charismatic figure, particularly associated with Tours in France, where Irish saints went to study, including apparently St. Patrick, who was said to, by some, to be St. Martin's nephew. St. Ninian studied under him there. Now, the Book of Armagh is divided into three sets of material. One is a complete New Testament. The second is related, as you might expect, to St. Patrick. And the third is a complete body of writings about St. Martin of Tours by his friend and biographer Sulpicius Severus. And Martin was revered by St. Columba, as mentioned by his biographer Adamnan. Hindemi, ren mi munga back ersen. As ren mi luna susa, cledden desks an air, din a wist in a plaint and verbruch a mach as machliu lash. Ren is graben nai mullach a chamer, as henke gus a lair the grey soil. Och, ve ersen snapper al mach as a red, shall it na san mi chouds henke desk nis on sterm de speltjen. As mish goil von deis jen yndesege, gau mi greim lesh ma lawer a raiege, as ren mi stureg a saieg a sychyd ro. Cart, mar henk an urt ven ins i stiachs a chaim of rasl. Felw jyn o ddamai chaws nish fan sigaro. Fe jyn yr aw ffeimer cwr ffregat, ffagin na fod eich gwyl tast yr jyn desg brys, fe jyn unig smosit, jyn lier fliwchus, jyn yn bolach yn lasht. le shilia gerinach er an strenan de studeren kraplich, rinni creedlach as dagirish. And now we'll have a listen to Susana Maria Alfonso de Aguiar. She's a fado singer from Portugal, and she's known for her singing under the name of Misha. And here she sings quite a cheery fado, in fact. It's called Duas Luas.
Eu vivo com duas luas, delas me fiz companhia. Eu vivo com duas luas, nelas me fiz companhia. Andam cruzadas as duas e nenhuma me alumia. Andam cruzadas as duas e nenhuma me alumia. Atrás da minha janela, nos lençóis onde me deito. Atrás da minha janela, nos lençóis onde me deito, há uma lua que vela, escondida no meu peito. Há uma lua que vela, escondida no meu peito. A outra dizem que é tua, nasceu no teu coração. Outra dizem que é tua, nasceu no teu coração. É por isso que esta lua só brilha na tua mão. É por isso que esta lua só brilha na tua mão. Até quando te insinuas, quando me chamas baixinho? Até quando te insinuas, quando me chamas baixinho? Eu vivo com duas luas cruzadas no meu caminho. Eu vivo com duas luas cruzadas no meu caminho. Ai, eu vivo com duas luas, elas me fiz companhia. Eu vivo com duas luas, nelas me fiz companhia. Ando cruzadas as duas e nenhuma me alumia. Ando cruzadas as duas e nenhuma me alumia.
A fado from Portugal, sung by Misha. Hug me badag de kionnoli jailach. Ren mi skeber John vai machut. As ren mi machutje gin shul de krubach, chouds hai mi back as a woer kelk. Kat de mai stu deren. Onsho emest en lessoon ren an insta de jouwish vegeel ern sondag hor kionair. Ligt an toyach de oil. Well, with those names associated with the Manx Church, Patrick, Ninian, Columba, Adamnan, it's not surprising that St Martin should also have been revered here in the island. Just up from the North Quay in Douglas, behind the Saddle Hotel, the old Electricity Authority works, there used to be a chapel and fairground dedicated to St Martin there. And in Onchan is the keel site at the farm, taking its name from it, Ballachil Merton, Ballachil Martin. And Lel Martin, Lel New Merton, St Merton's feast day, or Martin Mass, is the 11th of November. Now, coming up at the end of the week is the Cúis Manx Language Festival. On Thursday, the 12th of November, there's a pop-up Gaeltacht at the Nor Bakehouse at 1 o'clock. At 7 o'clock in the evening, there's Mras de Braugilgach at Green's. On Friday the 13th of November at 10 a.m. there's a pop-up Gaeltacht at the Costas in Demurach Park. Meanwhile, in Peel at 10:30 there's a free Manx Gaelic mini musicians led by Laura Rawls of Manon Music. That'll be at the House of Mananan. Back in Ramsey there's a walk with a commentary in Manx to explain the development of Ramsey starting at 11:45. Finally, on Friday evening at 7:30 there's an Vingo, family-friendly Manx Gaelic bingo night at the Corrin Hall in Peel. Then on Saturday the 14th of November from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. you can go along to the Corrin Hall again, which is the centre for Cush as Caban, all sorts of things going on there. Now we heard the Breton harp of Alan Stivell. We'll close now with wonderful Scottish harp player, great friend to the Isle of Man, all roads lead to the Isle of Man and to Glasgow, Rachel Hare, and this is her tune Kilmerton Sky. As we saw, Cartnish, Tashin Bunasek, Jera, Claire Shaw, Rishtach, and we close with Rachel here. Now until the next time, this is Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Chrieri, was Orsilier, as my year and shared you will you.